Okay, amigos, here we are once again with a great interview, this time with the great legendary Rocky Hernandez. Mr. Rocky, thank you so much for taking time out of your day to have us in your beautiful home here to talk to us. Muchas gracias.
Oh, thank you, Frank, and your people. It's an honor and a pleasure.
Honors know, so. All ours.
Thank you very much, and ask what you like. And
and let's get started, my man. When were you born and where?
1950 here in Temple, and came out of a family 13. I'm number 12, and gracias a Dios, it's been I'm 67. Salud. And it's been a good trip so far. I mean, so far. I mean, no gracias a Dios, everything is. And like in the 50s, I got to see the 60s, 70s, 80s, but especially cotton fields.
Oh, yeah.
Desayando, piscando, a lot of dances. A lot of dances. I grew right. up in dances. That's why sometimes when they say you want to go to a dance, I'm like, I think I've had enough dances, you know? No, it's once in a while, you know?
Right, right. And so y'all were pescadores, of course, with Johnny, Joey, todos.
Oh, yeah.
And that's what big families did back then, ¿verdad? It was...
Yeah, in our family, we'd go pick cotton, chop cotton, always late for school, coming back.
Right.
You know. But my oldest brother was in the Air Force, and the other one, Navy, Air Force, Army, and the other one, Airborne. So, when we were growing up, they were always gone. And Joe was number 7, I think. Anyway, at 15, he took over the family. Because my old man wound up in the pen for 4 joints. They gave him 5 years. And it was, you know, in 55.
They were hard on Blasa.
And we did a video on it, too.
Yeah.
Just exactly how it happened.
Right.
I mean, I can remember in 55.
Right.
And, but again, we all grew up picking cotton, shopping cotton, and I always remember seeing a guitar, my uncle, my aunt, my brothers, always playing,
right.
You know, a song here and there, valses and whatever. And it was, if I would have known then that music, you know, Joe kept telling me, hey, man, this is a job. It's a serious job.
Right.
And, of course, I got it. Yeah, tomorrow. I'll stop tomorrow. But, excuse me. Mm-hmm. It's come to learn after all these years, man. It's a hard job. And it's a beautiful job, too. But like Johnny said, for the ones that are not married, it's... All right, for the ones that are married, watch out, you know, just, but again, I've been privileged and I've been, blessed.
Of course.
To be able to not go to school, which I wish I would have, but I ended up going to Okinawa, Japan, Europe, and to me it was a mind-opening experience that, you know, going over the Mediterranean, I would think, I used to read this in the 4th grade, you know.
Right, right.
I guess I'm talking a little bit too much.
No, that's what we want to hear.